Welcome to our WTU podcast, We Move People, your podcast for body, heart and mind. We are Alfred Johannes Neudorfer and Rosa Ferrante Banera, and in our podcast we talk about the topics personal development, health, martial arts, philosophy and humanity. Welcome to a new episode from our We Move People podcast. This is me, Rosa, alone without AJ today because AJ is still in Austria for work. So I decided to read a very beautiful story from Idri Shah, from the Idri Shah Foundation, and from the book Tales of the Dervishes. So the story's name is The Story of Fire. Once upon a time, a man was contemplating the ways in which nature operates, and he discovered, because of his concentration and application, how fire could be made. This man was called Nur. He decided to travel from one community to another, showing people his discovery. Nur passed the secrets to many groups of people. Some took advantage of the knowledge. Others drove him away, thinking that he must be dangerous, before they had had time to understand how valuable this discovery could be to them. Finally, a tribe before which he demonstrated became so panic-stricken that they set about him and killed him, being convinced that he was a demon. Centuries passed. The first tribe which had learned about fire preserved the secrets of their priests, who remained in affluence and power while the people froze. The second tribe forgot the art and worshipped instead the instruments. The third worshipped a likeness of Nur himself because it was he who had taught them. The fourth retrained the story of the making of fire in their legends. Some believed them, some did not. The fifth community really did use fire, and this enabled them to be warmed, to cook their food, and to manufacture all kinds of useful articles. After many, many years, a wise man and a small band of his disciples were traveling through the lands of these tribes. The disciples were amazed at the variety of rituals which they encountered, and one and all said to their teacher, "But all these procedures are in fact related to the making of fire, nothing else. We should reform these people." The teacher said, "Very well then, we shall restart our journey. By the end of it, those who survive will know the real problems and how to approach them." When they reached the first tribe, the band was hospitably received. The priests invited the travelers to attend the religious ceremony, the making of fire. When it was over and the tribe was in a state of excitement at the event which they had witnessed, the master said, "Does anyone wish to speak?" The first disciple said, "In the course of truth, I feel myself constrained to say something to these people." "If you will do so at your own risk, you may do so," said the master. Now the disciple stepped forward in the presence of the tribal chief and his priest and said, "I can perform the miracle which you take to be a special manifestation of deity. If I do so, will you accept that you have been in error for so many years?" But the priest cried, "Seize him," and the man was taken away, never to be seen again. The travelers went to the next territory where the second tribe were worshipping the instruments of making fire. Again, a disciple volunteered to try to bring reason to the community. "With the permission of the master," he said, "I beg permission to speak to you as reasonable person. I beg permission to speak to you as reasonable people. You are worshipping the means whereby something may be done, not even the thing itself. Thus you are suspending the advent of its usefulness. I know the reality that lies at the basis of the ceremony. This tribe was composed of more reasonable people. But they said to the people, "You are welcome as a traveler and stranger in our midst. But as a stranger, foreign to our history and customs, you cannot understand what we are doing. You make a mistake. Perhaps even you are trying to take away or alter our religion. We therefore decline to listen to you." The travelers moved on. When they arrived in the land of the third tribe, they found before every dwelling an idol representing Nua, the original fire maker. The third disciple addressed the chiefs of the tribe. "This idol represents a man who represents a capacity which can be used." "This may be so," answered the Nua worshippers, "but the penetration of the real secrets is only for if it is a few. It is only for the few who will understand, not for those who refuse to face certain facts," said the third disciple. "This is rank heresy and from a man who does not even speak," muttered the priest. And he could make no headway. The band continued their journey and arrived in the land of the fourth tribe. Now a fourth disciple stepped forward in an assembly of the people. "The story of making fire is true, and I know how it may be done," he said. Confusion broke out within the tribe, which split into various factions. Some said, "This may be true, and if it is, we want to find out how to make fire." When these people were examined by the master and his followers, however, it was found that most of them were anxious to use fire-making or personal advantage and did not realize that it was something for human progress. So deep had the distorted legends penetrated into the minds of the most people that those who thought that they might in fact represent truths were often unbalanced ones who could not have made fire even if they had been shown how. There was another faction who said, "Of course, the legends are not true. This man is just trying to fool us to make a place for himself there, for himself here." And a further faction said, "We prefer the legends as they are, for they are the very motor of our cohesion. If we abandon them and we find that this new interpretation is useless, what will become of our community then?" And there were other opinions of you as well. So the party traveled on until they reached the lands of the fifth community, where fire-making was a commonplace and where others' preoccupations faced them. The master said to his disciples, "You have to learn how to teach, for man does not want to be taught. First of all, you will have to teach the people how to learn. And before that, you have to teach them that there is still something to be learned. They imagine that they are ready to learn, but they want to learn what they imagine is to be learned, not what they have first to learn. When you have learned all this, then you can devise a way to teach. Knowledge without special capacity to teach is not the same as knowledge and capacity." This was the story from the fire from Idri Shah from the book Tales of the Dervishes. I will share the link to the book for you as well. And next time I will be here again with AJ. Thank you for listening and bye.